You asked me how my hair got so black, and in your very next breath, told me to go back. Where do you want me to go? Vietnam, Lithuania, Poland? To which of the countries from which my family was forced to migrate do you want me to relocate? And guess what? Those countries don't know how to make me fit. In Vietnam, I'm Gong Lai, Viet Giu. In Eastern Europe, people wonder how I could be a Jew. In London, I'm exotic. In America, diasporic. You laughed and said you'd call me Ping, reducing me to some Asian plaything. You tell me to calm down, then ask if I'm all right, all the while wondering if my pussy is tight. Did anyone ever tell you a tight pussy is one that isn't a tease, or perhaps that your dick has the intent of a racist disease? In love and labour, you like to keep me small, assuming my pelvis and pussy don't know how to birth at all. You'll probably need surgery, the doctors say. Asian women are too small to birth babies the normal way. How is it that I come from one of the oldest civilizations, thousands of years and even more babies, but somehow the system thinks I need it to save me? You wondered if my breasts were too small to make milk, assuming that size and power correlate. But how do you think I came to be if not for the matriarchal milk that flows through me? You loved me long time. So long, in fact, that men just like you tried to break my foremother's backs, climbing us under the guise of rest and relaxation, another Asian body, all while on their military vacation, a sea of mixed-race children left behind, faces like mine walking the streets, unwanted and unclaimed, cloaked in American shame, birthed by a war fueled by fear and desire. But you're beautiful, you say, and what you mean is diluted, less polluted. Don't pour your words on me and then ask me to thank you, drowning me in compliments as a way to feel dominant. You tried to tell me who I was, using words that didn't fit. You spit them on me and I drank them down, ignoring how it burned because I thought that to burn was to be alive, to survive. When you met my Vietnamese boyfriend, you told me he looked like my brother, when really what you meant was an other. And then you told my actual brother he didn't fit. He was too short, too effeminate. Say, before you tell me to go back, remember that you have a heritage and home beyond whiteness and being alone. Consider your ancestral whole and go in search of your fragmented soul. So now I sit with my grief and my rage, trying not to be afraid, pouring pain from my body page after page. A beautiful mutant seems to be how you see me. Inappropriate, disrespectful, but I need you to hear me. Who I am is enough. It's complex and mine. I celebrate my mixed face, my complex race. My blood sings a multitude of motherlands and culture and art, dancing and twining itself in my heart. I wrap myself in the waters of home, remembering that wherever I walk, I am never alone. My ancestors sit on my shoulders, reminding me that I am not a wound, but a wonder. Not something for you to wonder at, but an internal inheritance that is mine to crack.